know, for a long time we called her the soul queen of New Orleans. Now, she's just the queen. Please welcome, with the professionals, Grammy Award winner, Irma Thomas.
Pass the peas. doing? Guess what? You heard the dead folks. It's our pleasure and your treat to meet and greet 2006 Grammy Award winner, 2009 Blues Hall of Fame inductee, and the Soul Queen of New Orleans. Please put your hands together for Miss Irma.
Understand, and I will come for you.
two of us. We were so happy. Loneliness has found it.
Jackson.
Thank you.
celebration time. Everybody get out your handkerchiefs, your napkins, umbrellas, t-shirts, whatever you can find. All of you out-of-towners, I'm going to explain to you what we're about to do. We're about to do the Acura Stage 2012 Second Line. Now, for those of you who don't know what the Second Line is, I'm sure you've been seeing it every day since you've been out here, but you just didn't quite join in. Well, I'm inviting you to join in. And I think after I give you the reasons to join in, you may want to join in. The Second Line is a dance we do whenever there's a reason to celebrate. And you know, in this city, we celebrate anything and everything. We celebrate frogs, roaches, mosquitoes, alligators, red beans and rice, okra, tomatoes, a headache, divorce, separation, and when your pregnancy test comes back negative.
Oh, yeah!
Anytime there's a reason to celebrate, the Second Line is the dance we do. Now you wave your handkerchief in the air, or you bounce your umbrella in the air, and you put your back heel in motion. I shall repeat. Just wave your handkerchief or napkin in the air, and put your back heel in motion. Now don't be too uptight if you can't get your back heel in motion the way you want it to. It's not how well we do this. It's the spirit that you do it in. Now you let me know when you're ready out there. We're gonna get Frank Pop up here on trumpet. And I wanna see everybody wiggling something. Are you ready out there? Oh, you can do better than that. Are you ready out there? Yeah, one friend.
first fire, you slut.
Yeah. I've been in this business a long time. And some things you just want to do because it's the right thing to do. Over the years, I've had truly wonderful, faithful fans. And some of them are out there among all of you. It isn't every day that you get loved by your city enough to want to put a statue of you somewhere. It's a very humbling experience. So I decided that I would close out my Jazz Fest sets by dedicating this song to all of you who have been my fans all 53 years of this singing career I've had. And it was written by a young man who spent some time right here in this city. And I think it's very appropriate because if you have been my fan for all those years, we are all around the same age. But we all are very young at heart. So I want to dedicate this song to all of you and hope and pray that you stay forever, forever young.
May you stay.